I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Hallelujah. Let's be seated. Let's be seated. Amen. Tell somebody you are welcome to the house of God. Oh, come on. Tell somebody by you are welcome to the house of God. Your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. Right? I'm excited to see you again. Are you excited to see me? Or you are not excited? Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. I just hope so. Maybe I'm too hard for you, or you don't like my rebukes. Whether you like it or not, it's me, not that I'm your pastor. You can't change. Hallelujah. All right. So this month has been a wonderful month. We've been studying about career and business breakthrough. How many of you have been enlightened about many things? Your eyes have been opened about many things. All right, so we said for us to succeed in our businesses and in our chosen careers, we need certain foundations to be in place. What is the first foundation? Help me, let's be quick. What's the first foundation? The foundation of divine partnership. The second foundation is the foundation of knowledge and skill, acquiring the right knowledge about what you want to become and how to be good in it. Acquiring the skill, going for the training, joining the school, rewriting some papers, getting back to school and all that. Acquiring, you can't say you want to be A, B, C, D when you are not ready to acquire the needed information, skill or knowledge. Then we said the third thing to be successful in your career is diligence. The foundation of diligence, that you ought to be hard working if you really want to achieve success. You ought to be hard working. Scripture says, do you see a man who is diligent in his business? He will not be restricted to mean people. When Bible says mean people, it means nobodies, but he will stand before kings. He will stand before great people. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So, when you are diligent as a student, you are diligent as a worker, you are able to experience success at what you do. Amen. Then we also said, for you to be successful, you need a foundation of honesty and the foundation of faithfulness. And we got that from Matthew 25:21 when we studied. When the master said to the servant, thou good, well done, thou good and faithful. So, thou honest and faithful servant. Amen. That mean, and then he says that because you have been faithful over the few things I committed to you, I will now promote you to be in charge of great things. I'll make you ruler over many things. That means that to be successful at your work, your business, your ministry, your profession, you need to be honest, be good, and also be faithful. So that is good and faithful servant. That is honest and trustworthy person, honest and truthful person, someone who is faithful, and we studied a lot about that. We said even for the faithfulness, you have to be faithful to God, be faithful to your boss or man, and be faithful to your own self. Hallelujah. All right, so today I'll skip a number and treat that on Sunday. But today I'm going to do another important one for those who are serious and they came to church this evening. I'm going to handle the foundation of perseverance. The foundation of perseverance. Actually, this is supposed to be the last point. Okay? Supposed to be the last point. So, when you are listening to these messages, it will be the last point for you to listen in the arrangement of the podcast. It will be the last point. But I'm preaching it tonight because I have a feeling that I should preach it tonight. So, I've reserved the other points for Sunday. So, I'll treat this one tonight, because a lot of you here need this one, since you are already having certain virtues. You just need to know how to handle yourself to the end. So I'm dealing with you about foundation of perseverance. Clap your hands for the Lord. Foundation of perseverance. Amen. Foundation of perseverance. What is the meaning of to persevere? To persevere means to continue in a course of action. To continue. Right now, when we say you are persevering, it means you are continuing in a course of action, even in the face of difficulty or with little or no indication of success. Continuing in a course of action. Even though say in Yomemaya Diana say who face challenges, continuing in a course of action, even though you are being faced with difficulties or there is little or no indication that you succeed in it. There is little or no indication. How many of you think that you are trying to do something but you are facing certain challenges? Maybe there's something you are trying to achieve. You want to maybe pass your exams, or you want to pursue a certain career, but at least sometimes you feel like, stop, cry and go home. Or sometimes you are trying to build a certain business and it's difficult from the scratch. How many of you are doing something or you've decided on a certain course by becoming difficult to achieve it? Yeah. Also, as a pastor, when I came into ministry, even till today, there are still some down moments where I feel disappointed in my results that I've had so far. Comparatively, I feel I could have done better for the Lord. I could have achieved more. And sometimes I am faced with a decision of either giving up or going to pick my certificates and just go and make some money somewhere, or go and live my own life somewhere. So if you are pursuing a course of action, there are times that you are going to face challenges. There are most times, you are going to face challenges, you are going to face issues. And the issues that you are going to face are issues that are trying to stop you from pursuing that career or from pursuing that business or building. Listen, today it is easy to take salary from people than to build your own company. It's not very easy, because you want what to eat now. Because of what you want to eat now, starting a business is the most difficult thing. Or say, I'm starting a church. You rather belong to a church, you are paid. Or you rather belong to a company that is already in existence and you are paid. You understand? But if you decide that you are coming to start, then you should be ready that you are going to go years of hunger. You are going to go years of sacrifice. You are going to work yourself out as if you are under the most strict leader or whatever, so that you can get a place at the top. Because challenges will be for you, so that you will not advance. But I pray that may you be able to overcome every pending challenge in your way. Or let your amen be a believer's one. So to continue in a course of action, irrespective of difficulties, what we call perseverance. To persevere. To continue irrespective. You must understand that one of the examples of people who have succeeded in their careers in the Bible is Isaac. And we've spoken about Isaac from Genesis chapter 26. But now, one striking thing about Isaac's business success that a lot of people don't look at. They think Isaac just sold and he just prospered, because the Bible told us in verse 12 how he prospered, he continued to prosper until he became prosperous. But it was not just that easy. In verse 14, let's go to verse 14. In verse 14, we see something. In verse 14, are you there? 26, verse 14. Now, we are going to study, we are going to read verse 14 all the way to maybe 22 for you to see how Isaac prospered or how Isaac succeeded. A lot of people end at verse 12. They don't go to 14 for them to get the explanation of how he prospered. Let's read verse 14. You can change the version for us so that we understand better. Change the version for us. You can give us New King James. Now you have New King James. So, says that he had flock. I want to read with you one go. He had flock of sheep, herds of cattle, many slaves, and the Philistines were envious of him. May that be your story. That you succeed and people around you will be envious of you. Verse 15. The Philistines stopped up all the wells that his father's slaves had dug in the days of Abraham, in the days of his father Abraham, filling them with debt. Now, can you picture what's going on? As a result of the envy, the people started attacking his business because they realized that he was using his water supply. He was a farmer. And a farmer without water, what prosperity can you have? All your crops will die because there's no water. That's why they do irrigation and then all that. Now, this man was practicing irrigation system. He waters the crop, no rainfall. He waters it by the well. And these wells were inherited from his father, Abraham. But he faced challenges which could have closed down his farming business. Bible says that the enemy saw that, okay, when we attack his wells, we can close it down. So they attacked the wells that his father had given to him and filled the wells with debt. Like you woke up one morning and the well that gives you water is filled with sand, with baller. So that you can't even fetch water again. So that your crops will die. Do you understand it? Read on. And Abimelech said to Isaac, that's the king, leave us, for you are too much powerful for us. So they even sacked him from the place while he was doing his plantation. They drove him out, they blocked the wells, and they thought it was over. You see, so sometimes you will start the thing. It looks like Charlie, the thing is working, but you can hit a rock. You can hit an iceberg like the Titanic, and it can sink you if God hasn't come through for you, no matter what you think you are doing. That's a lot of people start church, but it doesn't last, even for even after they die. It doesn't last. It just survives like some years and then it disappears. Because a lot of things happen when you start succeeding. A lot of things happen when you start trying to do something new. A lot of things come your way. So he was even sad. So number one, his wells were blocked. No water for his family. Two, they drove him out. So he lost his plantation, the crop, everything. He had to start afresh. Now, are you ready if you lose your shop? are you ready to start afresh? Are you ready if you fail miserably and you have to go and start afresh? It's like write the remedials. Or you give up and rather settle for that job that is paying you 700 Ghana cedis a month. And you think you are okay. You are not okay till you start making babies. So you get a wife. So you start having a family. You realize that you are not okay. Realize that 1,000 cedis is not enough. Amen. Oh yeah. Hallelujah. So Isaac left there and camped in the valley of Gerar and lived there. So Isaac left and he had to go and start life afresh. Can you picture it? You read verse 12 that he was prosperous, he became prosperous, but he didn't finish the story. After he became poor, he became poor again because his enemies attacked him. May every enemy that will rise up against you be arrested in Jesus' name. Then verse 18, then Isaac reopened the water wells that had been dug in the days of his father, and that the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died. He gave them the same names his father had given. So he had to jump back into the gutter, into the well that has been blocked, and start re-digging them again. Say more work. He had to, in other words, he had to start what had failed. Maybe you had failed in doing something. Maybe something that you tried doing did not work the way you anticipated. Are you ready to start afresh, or you'll be discouraged till you die? There are people that cannot stand failure. There are people that cannot recover. Oh yeah, there are people that when they enter into a relationship and the relationship crash, forever and ever, they can't move on. Like they can't move on. They rather write in front of their door, fear women, and live long. Like they can't move on. They become bitter. They complain. They can't give themselves another chance. Now these are these kind of people. But Isaac was not like that. He had a persevering spirit. And tonight, that's what I want to demonstrate to you, that for someone to succeed at his career and his business, he needs the spirit of perseverance. You need to be the type that doesn't give up. You need to be a type of person that doesn't say no to trying again. You should try again. You should try again. You start a church, it doesn't work. You should try again. You start a business, you fail at a point, you should try again. You start a new system, it doesn't work, you still try again. Because nothing will come on a silver platter. Opposition will come, challenges will come, difficulties will come. But you must try again. Tell somebody by you, try again. Let's try again. I always get blessed when I remember the story of Adam. That when Adam gave birth to Cain and Abel, they were the two sons mentioned. And we believe, Bible told them, believe that they were girls that he gave birth to. But they don't count the ladies. So these two guys, one became evil, one became good. And God decided to build the lineage that was to bring the Christ into the world through the good one called Abel. Then the bad one that was supposed to produce the sinners killed the good one. That means that they have ended the plan of God for the coming of the Christ. Right from the garden, they have stopped it. The devil is a smart person. Though. He knows what is going on. He has idea and he rises against it. Killed Abel. So after killing Abel, the Bible says that after they have mourned, obviously, for their son and then all that, and still knowing that this Cain is a vagabond, there's no way God wants to do anything with him. How will the lineage of the good ones come for the Christ to be born? For Abraham and all those people to come through. Bible says that, and Abraham knew his wife again. I like the word again. Because he could have given up. He said that, I'm an old man. Oh, what would I do again? I've given birth to two guys. You God should have protected Abel now. If you wanted a heritage, you should have protected Abel. That's what you will say. There are people who give birth and their children die and they decide not to go to the labor ward again. There are people who have problems like any miscarriage and decide that, okay, yeah, I'm tired, I'm giving up. Then they go and hang themselves. Because of what? Discouragement. May every spirit of discouragement be arrested in Jesus' name. Now, the foundation I'm building, is it making sense? Go back. And then, the Bible says that, did I finish Adam's story? He knew his wife again and gave birth to another called Seth. And the whole plan that failed in Abel restarted again. And that was what brought Noah. That was what brought the likes of Methuselah, Noah, brought the likes of Abraham. It's a family. All the way to Jesus. And the plan of Christ was manifested. Do you understand? So even God didn't give up. Adam didn't give up. May you not give up in Jesus' name. Tell somebody by you, may you not give up on your good intentions. May you not give up on the right things that you are doing. Because things will happen that will make you want to give up. You are trying to start something. You are trying to do something with your life. You are trying to begin a new chapter of your life. Don't be surprised if opposition comes against you. Don't be surprised. Even if you try to even marry, you will face challenges. You will face challenges, yes. I have people who have tried to marry and they had to battle like 2 years battle for them to be able to fully marry, like to have their plans, their intentions happen for them, back and forth, back and forth. had people who were faced with serious financial issues. They had to come back to me to plead for extension of time. Over and over, I said, don't give up. Try. Keep trying. It will work. Keep trying. Nothing comes on a silver platter. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
So, where did I get to? Go back to my main text. So, moreover, Isaac's slaves dug in the valley and found a well of spring of water. So they went back, he employed people, they dug that thing that the enemy has stopped. They tried it again. They tried to start their business again. They tried to make the contacts and the connections. They tried to take, they made an attempt again. And what happened? And Bible said, but the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen and said, the water is ours. So he named the well Quarrel because they quarreled with him. The real word is Isek, which means quarrel. Which means quarrel. You see, they fought with him. When he went to redig the thing, other farmers said it belongs to him. It belongs to his father. And his enemies blocked it. And he went to redig. Then, after they took it from him, he continued. He didn't give up. And they dug another well. And they dug another well. Tell somebody, another well. If they block your well, dig another well. If something fails, something you are trying to do fails, don't give up. Try another. Don't settle for failure. Tell somebody, but don't settle for failure. Don't settle for failure. Don't say it's over. It's not over. He dug another well. They blocked it again. They came to block it. They quarreled with him. They took it over. And that one too, he named it hostility. That means that hatred, people hate him. Because every well he will dig, they will take it from him. Every well he will dig, they will steal it from him. They will fight him. He kept facing one challenge to the other. Today I'm speaking about perseverance. One challenge to the other. So what I'm saying is that the fact that you are trying to be successful, or you are trying to start something, or you are attempting something, does not mean that you have it rosy. Does not mean that you have life cool. You will suffer issues. You will suffer difficulty. Things will come at you like Isaac. It was written in verse 12 that he prospered. But verse 14 told us the challenges he went through that he didn't give up. And some of you are already giving up. Because you tried this, it failed. You tried that, it didn't work. You tried this, it didn't work. You were sacked. You were taken. Your property was taken from you. You everything you did not work for you. You enter into a relationship, it fails. You try this, it doesn't go well. You carry pregnancy, miscarriage. Like everything you do turns out to be something else. But if you will be like Isaac, you will be successful irrespective of the challenges. Can I hear an amen? If you can be like Isaac, I say, that is why, don't worry. You have to write a remedials. Write it. It's better than settling for a profession that is not on your heart. Amen. It's better than saying that, okay, I wanted to do medicine. But looking at my grades, they said they'll give you biochem. So I'll do biochem. Is biochem your plan? A lot of people that are doing certain courses, and that is they did it because they got admission to do it. That's not what they applied for. That's not what they applied for. You see people who are doing pharmacy. The original thing when you speak to them is that it's not pharmacy. They wanted to do medicine. And they were not their first choice with the program of medicine, but they were not given. So the next thing in that health, this hierarchy, is medicine, pharmacy. Then the others also follow. So a lot of people that wants to do certain courses, like maybe architectural design, you see them, they end up doing either publishing studies like I did or designing. But the original thing they wanted to do was architectural design. But they take 7, and publishing they take 9, and design they usually take 12. Amen. So I was in class with a lot of people who wanted to do not what they were doing there. Amen. So what I'm saying is that Isaac persevered, and that is what we overlook. We only look at it, and Isaac sold in the land, and he prospered, and he continued to prosper until he became prosperous. Oh Lord, I have sold. Who said when you sow, a sheep will not come to you? Who said the trees call something akati? Who said akati cannot invade? Eh? Yeah, that is cocoa disease. One of the cocoa disease called, I don't know the English name, but the trees call it akati. Who said that it cannot attack your crops? Who said the investment, every investment you do, will just hit jackpot? There are certain investments you do, then the market will change. Then all of a sudden, nobody's buying the thing. Meanwhile, before people were buying it, you also went to invest into it. But does that mean you don't do investment again? Does that mean you don't buy shares again? You don't join the stock market again? Does that mean that you don't do savings again? You try to do something, a thief came to steal the money, so you have stopped the susu. No, am I speaking? I'm trying to be practical, so I'm using things that you will get something out of it. Now, these are real life things, because everybody sitting here, I have taught you how to succeed in your business, in your career, and you may think that, oh, once I start implementing what daddy has said, bingo. Oh, yeah. Please, I have to quickly add to it that there is something called perseverance. And Isaac used that to succeed. They blocked his wealth. He didn't give up. He kept contracting people, paying, and they were real. In other words, he was still creating the source of income. He was trying to create another source of income, another source of water, another source of income. He was trying. Amen. Oh, amen. Ask somebody, are you getting pastor's drive? If you miss this foundation, you will not get what I'm trying to say. That's why I'm teaching this in the evening, because the evening are the serious people. And one thing that stops serious people in life is perseverance, lack of perseverance. Because serious people think, okay, pastor, you have said A, B, C, D, I'm going to try it. Please, as you try it, know that you can fail. But when you fail, use the next step, perseverance. Keep searching, keep knocking. Even Jesus says that he who knocks, the door shall be what? Open. He who asks, he shall be answered. And he who seeks, he shall find. That is perseverance. Matthew 7:7. That's perseverance. The key over there that Jesus was talking about is faith. He who perseveres breaks through. That's what Jesus was saying. Matthew 7:7. He who perseveres, he said, in asking, in knocking, in seeking. You cannot be denied. This year, may you never be denied in the name of Jesus. Because you will keep knocking, you will keep seeking, you will keep writing the application, you will keep knocking on doors, you will keep proposing. You have to propose till you get married. One broken heart should not end your proposal dream. Because you have to marry. You don't want to be living and be living anyhow. You have a vision to marry. So if you have a vision to marry, and today Sister Esi broke your heart, so you have ended your career. You have ended your vision. You must put yourself together, polish up, and pray, and be led. And when you are led, look for the next person that God can favor you with. Can I hear an amen? Yeah. Because the guy broke your heart, so you say, all men are evil. You will not marry. All men are not scum. All men are not scum. All men are not evil. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. The amen is not coming, though. So he continued. And then what happened? What happened to Isaac when he continued? Verse 22. Now he continued till he got to 22. He moved from there. Now everybody, let's read one go. He moved from there and dug another, and they did not quarrel over it. He named it Open Spaces. Open what? May God give you an open space. I said, may God give you an open space. In every career, you need space to operate. So may God give you an open space. You need space in Ghana for your product to be accepted. You need space in the hearts of people for you to be accepted. You need space for you to rise to the top. So I pray that may God create space for you. And he named it Open Spaces and said, for now, the Lord has made room for us and we will be fruitful in the land. Give me King James. It's a familiar one. Give me King James. You understand why I named our new place. And he removed from thence and dug another well. And for that, they did not strive with him. They did not fight with him. And he called the name of his word Rehoboth. He called it Rehoboth. And he said, because the Lord has made room for us in the city of Accra. But when I was starting the classroom, I used to say that I'll get a place in Accra. I mean, I won't go far. I won't go to Isaom. I won't go anywhere. I'll get a place in Accra. I used to say it. I didn't know what I was saying. But the Lord honored it. And I got a place right in the city of Accra. Clap your hands for this. So the Lord made a Rehoboth for us. May God make a Rehoboth for you. Yeah. Oh, prophesy to that one by you and tell him you will experience a Rehoboth this year. God will make room for you. He will make room for you in a certain office. He will make room for you in a certain workplace. He will make room for you in the heart of a certain gentleman. He will make room for you in the heart of a certain... He will make room for you somewhere in the heart of certain customers. You will be the only person they want to patronize. That means that you have entered into Rehoboth. How did he enter into that Rehoboth? By persistence. Perseverance. They block, he digs, they will come and destroy. He will go and dig, they will now fight with him. He will go and dig, they will now fight with him. He will go and dig, they will now fight with him. So what stops Christians from receiving their inheritance is the failure to do what? Persevere. Persevere. Tell somebody, don't give up. Tell him, my brother, don't give up too soon. Advise him, tell him there is a Rehoboth ahead. Don't give up too soon. Tell him there is a Rehoboth ahead. Don't give up too soon. Don't let the devil mock. Yeah, I've won. Yeah, I've closed down. I've killed his Abel. No generation of the righteous will come again. I've finished him. I've blocked all the wells. He has not blocked all the wells. There is a Rehoboth waiting for you. I said there is a Rehoboth waiting for you. Yeah. Lift up your eyes and say there is a Rehoboth waiting for me. And very soon, if I don't give up, I'll find myself there. Hallelujah. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Do you understand it? Good. So now that is the story of Isaac. Now Jacob also persevered to succeed. Jacob, he persevered before he became successful in his business. In Genesis 31 verse 7, Bible says that Jacob had to work 40 years. And in the 40 years, he was demoted 10 times. Say demotion. Oh, come on. I'm talking to you. Can you imagine? Somebody whose father blessed him. His father blessed him and gave him Abrahamic blessing. Yet, he was not spared from challenges. So, the fact that God showed me that start rescue does not mean bread and butter. Does not mean by the time I start preaching, people are coming. The fact that God says that this year you are going to see whatever does not mean once you wake up, no, he's there. God told them, I've given you a land that flows in milk and honey. Then God added, enter, take your sword, and start fighting. You said you have given me a land that flows in milk and honey. Now you say, I shall arise and possess it, I shall fight. I went there and I have to wage war. Does that mean you have given it to me? Rather say you directed me to a place to go and fight. But when God says he has given it to you, what it means is that he has determined that you will win. There is, if only you will not give up. No matter how gigantic they are, just face them. No matter how threatening the situation is, just bear it. No matter how scary it is, just bear it. Because God has already planned the end before you even started the journey. God has already planned. So when God said that was the place, I didn't know how it will be. But God just said, this is the place. I measured it in the vision. And God said, this is the place. How will I get 12.5 billion cedis plot of land? It's unheard of. We've never raised such a money before in this church. Not even all the time we have done church. For all these 7 years, we have not raised that kind of money before. How do we own such a property when we are so... paying bills every month. Never. But I didn't know what God was up to. I didn't know. So when God tells you that go, it doesn't mean you are qualified. It only means that he will qualify you. When God tells you that This is the person. It doesn't mean that you have everything. Everything will be smooth. But God is only saying that if only you will not give up, I will make it smooth eventually. I will let it work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is somebody understanding what I'm saying? So Jacob was demoted 10 times in 14 years of working with his boss. And you know that when you are promoted, it comes with salary. But he was demoted and they reduced his salary. 14 years. His salary was reduced for 10 times because of his demotion. And yet, he didn't give up until the angel of the Lord appeared to him and showed him that he should start selecting white and black. He should leave the spotless one and choose the animal that has spots. And when he chose the animal that has spots, he became more successful than his boss. If you don't give up, you'll become more successful.
Amen.
I said, if you don't give up, you will become more successful than today. Tell somebody, if you don't give up, you will succeed. At anything that you are venturing, anything that you are doing, if you don't give up, you will succeed. Joseph also persevered to succeed. He still believed in his vision and his dreams. Joseph still persevered, and that is why he succeeded. Now, in Genesis chapter 40, verse 5 to 15, you still see Joseph trying to interpret dreams. Now, if you were 13 years and you had a dream that you became prime minister, governor, and everybody was bowing to you, and by the time you are 30 years, you are in prison. Now, we used to believe in dreams. You will not. Some of you, you have been dreaming. You see yourself counting money. Now, come on, Joseph. That I think you're real. I think I'm a pet. You don't even believe in the dreams. You see, say, where did you want me now? And you think God is wasting your time. So the guy could have chosen not to believe in dreams again. But for the guy to believe in dreams so much that he could interpret the dream of some people and tell them that very soon you are going to be released. And you very soon are going to. That means that the dream that he had 17 years ago when he was 13 years, that dream is still in his mind. He was still holding on to it. That is why he can face Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh that God is the giver of dreams and God can interpret. This is the meaning of your dream. 7 years is up. The guy still believed in dreams. No matter the disappointment, don't give up on your dreams. No matter the disappointment, don't throw in the towel. Don't sacrifice your vision. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up. I came to speak to some people here. Because some of you are so, it's so soon you are giving up on your dreams. You feel like, God, I've saved you, I've tried. If you ask yourself, somebody's asking, okay, I should persevere in which area? Persevere in the things I spoke to you about. Persevere in looking for divine partnership. That you do things that will make God still be with you. Persevere in it. Persevere in looking for knowledge, the right knowledge, and the right skills you need for that work. Don't throw it away. Believe it. Keep searching on Facebook. There are new ways of cooking. There are new ways of doing this. There are new ways of doing that. There are new ways of being better. Because you believe that there is a space, a room for you up there. One day, whatever you are doing will find expression. One day, what you are reading, you will get an audience that when you speak, they will say, wow. Meanwhile, today you don't have those kind of people, but still invest in yourself. Still read. Still encourage yourself that one day it will work. That one day it will work. Persevere in going for the right way. Again, persevere in being diligent. I talked about diligence. Persevere in it. Don't say that, pastor, you said you should be diligent. I've been diligent. I've not seen anything. Persevere in the diligence. Keep waking up early. Keep waking up early. Keep going to work early. Keep arriving early. Maybe they'll still not notice you that year. They'll still not promote you that year. But don't give up. Keep being diligent. Because one day, God's spotlight will fall on you. God's highlight will fall on you. And one day, somebody will chance on you and say, that person, I really like his attitude to work. And he will change your level for you. He will pick you somewhere. He will change your job for you. And you'll be very surprised. Don't give up. If you will keep writing, you keep applying, if you keep praying, if you keep looking for the help, if you keep the invest, if you keep on doing what you're supposed to do as a pastor, if you keep on praying and fasting and waiting on God, even though what you are looking for the church has not yet happened, if you will not give up and you will continue, God will grow this church. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen?
Tell somebody, don't give up. Only persist. Tell him, don't give up. Persevere in your titan. Tell him, persevere in your titan.
Yeah.
persevere in your sacrifices. Don't say last year I tithed, I sacrificed, and rather I'm in more trouble. Continue in your tithing, continue in your sacrifices, in your giving, because when you do that which is the will of God, Bible says you have now need of patience, that what you have done, you'll receive the promise. Yeah. So keep sowing it. One day, the germination time will start. The plant will start. You will start bearing the fruit. You start receiving the harvest of whatever you are doing. Keep being good to that person. Keep showing kindness to that person. Keep showing love. Don't give up. Don't give up. Just still be the good person you are. One of these days, God will visit that person. One of these days, God will fight for you. One of these days, God will change things for you. Can I hear an amen? That is what perseverance. That you don't give up because there are challenges. The fact that God said, this is what I want you to have or do, does not mean it will come without battle. Canaan came with battles. Battles. And you were here. You saw the battles that we had to fight. And I'm still not done with the battle. I'm still on it. But even for us to access that place, you saw the battles, life-threatening battles. Life-threatening battles. We had to go through people, family members who wanted to sell the land for themselves and get the land for themselves. We had to be able to go through such people and get the deal signed, because we still need their signature, because the owner is not here. And somebody wants to sell the land and keep the money, and you need his signature. Will he do it? No. We have to fight by physical means and by spiritual means. Now, the representative of the chiefs who have to make sure that the thing to is signed and the percentage or whatever is that, so that we can smoothly have access. That person also comes with his own plan. And God revealed it to me, how the person wanted to take the land and give it to the wife. And I saw it in a vision. And I declared a fast. Me and my prayer world, we fasted. We prayed. I prayed and fasted. Then the man called me. He said, Pastor, why? Pastor, why? Why? Why are you sending angels to disturb me? What have I done? Because of this small land. Come, come. Come. Then I said, but I have not done anything. He said, no. No, this one is a simple land. I have family, I have children. You want to kill me? I didn't even know that angels are visiting. I'm just praying my prayer for intervention. Quickly, he signed. Quickly. Then, the one staying on the land says, me, I'm not moving. I am not moving. The one staying in the room says, I'm not going. In fact, I have killed first child of the woman. I've killed the brother who was there before I came to meet him. And I can't take from me. 15 years. Now, everybody ran away from the land. The family members, they all ran away. This one said, hey, I had a dream. I was there, though. I can't. This man, I know him. This is a descendant, well, one of the grandchildren, great-grandchildren of Konfanochi, who brought their idol to Accra to come and work. He's popular. If I mention his nickname, a lot of you who your parents used to carry you around those years. In the days of our pilot, there was one called Jesus One Touch. I said, you know, nobody can move me here. If you dare, I'll finish you. I went there, I faced him. He had a chat with me. He said, don't come here. Then I'll see him appear in my vision. Attack me, attack my wife, attack my daughter, almost killing them. One time, this one is going, this one is dying. I have to be rushed. I moved from here, took a U-turn, rushed, met my wife almost dead, unconscious, pretty water on her. I had to cast out. Do you know the battles we fought? When we are dead, then Amita will start screaming. Then God will open my eyes. I will see the evil spirits, demon, the man. Do you know the things? Do you know the battles? The final day when I moved him out of the house, when I was putting the key into my hands, he said, you, what send me BBR? What send me BBR? May your enemies confess in the name of Jesus. Yeah. I said, may your enemies confess in the name of Jesus. Yeah. You see, but it doesn't come by just so, that's the law. So when I got to mess room, no, everybody saluted. Oh, take. I had to fight with my life. I had to fight. Huh? At the point, even the 10% we needed to sign the contract, we didn't have. I had to call people, church members, and borrow. Borrow money. It's a fight. I don't like borrowing money from people. But it's a fight. I just had to go out of my own principle and borrow. I said, Charlie, can you give us 200? Can you give us 100? Can you give us 300? We have to raise
a percentage to sign the contract.
Everything was a fight. So I'm trying to make you understand that when God says that this is your man, it comes with a fight. When God says that this is your job, it comes with a fight. When God says that this year you conquer, it comes with a fight. When God says that I'll pay this, I'll do this, it comes with a fight. Everything God gives you, you have to possess it. And that is where the fight comes. Listen, you will be successful in your career in Jesus' name. But it comes with a fight. Tell somebody, it comes with a fight. If you give up too soon and you wake up and then you are discouraged, you are dejected, you feel like, there's something wrong, something's not working, you are already losing it. You're already winning. But from today, you wake up, you polish up, and you step out there. You wake up, you try again. You wake up, you attempt again. You wake up, you go again. You keep doing the right thing until it yields the requisite results in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands and say, I receive it. Hallelujah. Now understand this, that failure doesn't mean it's over. Failure doesn't mean it's over. Failure is part of the success process. Failure does not mean it's over. Failure is part of the process to success. When you fail at something, or you are unsuccessful at something, it doesn't mean it is over. When bad thing happen to you, it doesn't mean your life is over. If you accept it that way, then you have stopped yourself. It's not God. Because God knew it was going to happen. But he also knew that you overcome. So don't disappoint God. He knew you have what it takes. Bible says that he will not allow any temptation to overtake us. Any temptation that is stronger than us to overtake us. So anything that happens to me, if God allowed it, then I'm well able. If God allowed it to happen to me, it's not because I'm unrighteous. It's not because I'm a sinner. But it's because I have what it takes to conquer. See, I have what it takes. So when you wake up and you see that all of a sudden something bad has happened to you, know that you have what it takes to conquer. Because scripture cannot lie. So don't allow the devil to deceive you to thinking that you are finished. Failure is not being unsuccessful. Write it down. Failure is quitting at an unsuccessful attempt. Failure is not being unsuccessful, but failure is quitting at an unsuccessful attempt. When you quit at an unsuccessful attempt, you try to do it, it didn't work. Because of that, I won't do it again. You have quit at an unsuccessful attempt. Chese, ya kasi obie din kukua. And on chese, why are dia aneye? Nemo, se we jai, esan se, oye yeno aneye. That's a failure. Se we jai, umyebium. Okay, I won't do it again. I'll not date anybody again. I'm tired. I'll be single. Okay, I will not try to get pregnant again because this is the second time I'm having miscarriage. So I'll not get. That is where you have failed. I'll not start the business again because I started and then I got one or two and now everything is scattered. Rather, let me go and look for a job because I'll get a salary. I'll not start it again. That is where you have failed. Failure is quitting. If I quit, if I say I'm not doing church again, because in 7 years I've not been able to achieve the thousands that I'm expecting. I've not been able to raise the kind of people I want to raise. I've not been able to achieve a certain landmark that I have set for myself. If I quit, if I stop, that is when I'm a failure. But as I keep preaching, I keep teaching, whether there are people or not, whether good attendance or not, whether good atmosphere or not, whether good times or bad times, as I keep doing it, I have just been unsuccessful at something, but I'm not a failure. I am in the process of my making. I'm in the process. And one day, when this church becomes an international church all over the world, and everybody's watching me all over the world, when I'm telling my story, I'll remember that I told you. I'll tell them that I used to tell you. Can I hear an amen? Amen. And that is how your destiny must also be. Your career must also be. Don't quit at an unsuccessful attempt. I came to talk to you. Don't quit. From next week, we'll pray and pray every day. Listen to me. Don't quit at an unsuccessful attempt. Don't quit. Keep on. Don't hang yourself. The reason why people hang themselves is because in their mind, they are quit.
They say it's over. I'm hopeless. But you are not hopeless in Jesus' name. Say, I'm not hopeless in the name of Jesus. I'm not hopeless in the name of Jesus. So until you quit, you are not a failure. Until I quit, I'm not a failure. So until I quit, I'm not a failure. There's an American writer by name Albert Hubbard. He said, there is no failure except in no longer trying. There is no failure except in no longer trying. Except you say you are not trying again, you are not a failure. All successful people have failed at some point before. Anyone trying to make their lives worth living has experienced failure. This is exactly why you need to change your perspective about it. Anybody who is trying to make their life worth living, they have experienced some disappointments, some seemingly failures, but they did not stop. For example, Thomas Edison. How many of you have heard the name Thomas Edison?
Two. At what time did he go up? Long ago.
If he has stopped at the 999 time, that's Thomas Edison, he would have been a failure. Like today, we will not talk about him. But today, we celebrate his invention because he continued from 999 to thousands times. Ask the one by you, how many times have you tried? How many? Already you are discovering. How many? Some of you, this is just your fourth relationship. Some of you, this is just your fourth job. Some of you, this is just your fourth application or your sixth application. Somebody tried 999 times before he succeeded. May you not give up. I said, may you not give up. How many of you know KFC?
From today, when a lady requests for KFC, ask her to tell you the full meaning of KFC. Ask her that what's the full meaning of, what's the full name? He said, can you buy me KFC on the way? He said, give me the full name. I'll buy. Who knows the full name? Is it that only one hand is up? But every day you are chewing KFC, you don't even know the name. It is Kentucky Fried Chicken. Kentucky. It's a state. Kentucky Fried Chicken. KFC. Now, it was founded by an ex-military man called Colonel Sanders. Everybody say Colonel Sanders. After the World War II, Colonel Sanders went back to America, Kentucky, and he was an old man, past 50 years, and he wanted to, what do I do with my life? An ex-soldier, come back, there's nothing for me. But he had a gift, he had a skill, he knows how to prepare chicken, how to spice chicken in a way that nobody does. But he sent it to several restaurants and they did not accept it. When they taste, they say, nah, we don't like the spice. When they taste, nah, too much salt, too much sugar, too much salt, too much pepper. So they kept rejecting his recipe. They kept rejecting it and rejecting it and rejecting it for 1,009 times, more than 1,000 times. They said, you can't have business with us. You can't have business with us. For 1,009 times, write it down. I'm giving you facts. Go and check on the internet. 1,009 times, KFC, what you are chewing today that you can't stop. What you are chewing today was rejected 1,009 times.
until one day in a place called Salt Lake in Utah. He served a certain restaurant. And when they tasted it, they said, okay, let's give it a try. Now, KFC is all over the world in 145 nations. About 24,000 KFC outlets in the world. And the world has about 147 or so nations. And he's already, he has crossed over 100 KFC with the same thing that was rejected, but he kept trying to make it better, to make it better, to make it better. Why have you closed your sewing shop? Because you tried, you didn't get customers. Why have you closed down your career? Because you tried, you didn't get patronage. Why have you thrown your baking idea away? Because you tried. He said, this area, they don't like my meat pie, my donut. So they said that there is a certain job at Accra. Away. And somebody who bakes meat pie is now in a shop selling things. Why have you sacrificed your gifts? Because you tried one and it didn't work. You need perseverance. You need what? Perseverance. You need what? Perseverance. I can give you several people and they are, and the number of times that they had to try before they succeeded. You can't disappoint your destiny. You can't disappoint your family. You can't disappoint. See, some of you, you are the savior. If your mother and your father, if they will come out of poverty, it is connected to that job you are joking with. It's connected to that gift, that dream you have. If you break through, all your children will break through. If you break through, your whole family will break through. But I see the devil wants to keep you down. The devil wants to keep you down. The devil is pushing you down. But I see you rising up. Yeah. And I curse every spirit of discouragement. Yeah. I curse every demon of discouragement. I curse every demon of discouragement. Yeah. Listen, don't joke with my words. God, my words carry power. You can pray 2 hours. If I speak one, there's a difference. My words carry power. If I speak one day, there's a difference. Yesterday, one of our sisters who went to deliver, they have been at the hospital for hours. No show. The doctors sacked them. They said they should go home. Already they've scheduled the lady for operation right from the beginning of the counseling, of the consultation, antenatal, whatever. So she knew she's going for operation. Everybody knew she was going for operation. Everybody knew she was going for operation. And when she got there, they said, go home. Your time is not really up. The thing is not ready. Go. And they were still there praying because she said, I'm feeling something. So the night before I left here, when I got home, the Spirit of the Lord told me that call this lady and tell her to call you to pray for her. Yeah, I didn't know that she's supposed to give up that deal. I just heard when I was in my room. So I sent her a text. I said, tomorrow, call me around 12 p.m. because I'm sure I'll be done with prayer. As at 11:30, I was going to the bank. I said, no, when I get to the bank, she may call. I can't pray for her. So I'll call her. So I called around 11:30, and I said, I asked you to call me. She said, oh, you said 12. So I did not. That I did not call you. But I am actually at the hospital. Since this midnight, I've not been feeling fine at all. I think the baby is coming. But when I came, they said I should go home. It has now started. It's not time. Then I said, okay. I had a feeling that I should pray for you. Because the Lord ministered to me. So let me pray for you. God will do something. On the phone, I just declared and just prayed for her. In 3 minutes to 5 minutes, her water broke. Poof. And the water started coming. Now there's doctors who said, carry her home, carry her home. They said, wait to give her a bed. She's coming to deliver. She delivered on that same day. I said, if you joke with my words, you are joking with your destiny. The husband sent me a text. He says that when you prayed, in 3 minutes, it's gone. I pray for you, every spirit of discouragement that is haunting your life, I curse it in the name of Jesus. any good thing. You see, when I wanted to marry my wife, at a point I was discouraged because I didn't like one or two things. And I was planning in my heart not to be serious with her. By then, we were just friends. And I'd monitored her from school. And I know what was in my mind for her. But when I decided in my mind that no, let me go towards a better option where I can get quick things. Because I was being sponsored well somewhere. So I had it in my plan. So I was not even talking to her. And the friendship was not even going on. Talk less, serious something. Then the Lord appeared to me. The Lord said, don't be discouraged with the ABCD you are seeing. She's just young. Give her time. When she grows, she will understand you. She will understand the. And I just had to wait and accept it for her to what? Give her time. Years for her to grow. And for her to have understanding of my kind of work. And for her to be ready to carry people as a responsible, matured person. I had to wait. Amen. The spirit of discouragement can deny you of something God has given you. It can. Don't think that once God says this is your something, not it's like that. When God says that you'll get a job here, when you go, no, they are accepting you. You must go through something. And you must be ready not to give up. Can I hear an amen? So I pray against every spirit of discouragement. Rise up, I'm going to pray with you. Against every spirit of discouragement.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.